I want to say thank you to the fans by telling you a secret that I've been keeping from you for the last 2 years. Which is that my brand new album, comes out April 19th. It's called... It's called The Tortured Poets Department.
Hey y'all, it's Amelia Rose, and welcome to C'est L'Ami, and welcome to the first episode of the Tortured Poets Department Files. I hope that you are excited. I am so excited. I also hope that that title of the podcast project sounds on brand with the Tortured Poets Department. I feel like it sounds kind of more literary. I was struggling coming up with an idea of a name for this project because we've had Countdown to Speak Now, Counting Time Till 1989, I think, and so I wanted to kind of do something like that, but I couldn't think of, since Tortured Poets Department is so long, I didn't want to add more words like that, and then I also wanted something that sounded a little on brand. Anyway, I hope it sounds good. I hope that y'all approve of this name and you're not like, oh my gosh, this is cheesy. Anyway, welcome. That was like a whole minute of me explaining the origins behind the name, but I hope you are excited for this episode. We have a very special guest. I mean, all the guests are so special. I really have a great lineup for this project. I'm so excited about it. But we have Rachel with us today, and she is Happiness for Swift or Happiness for TS, wherever you follow her on social media, Instagram, Twitter or X, and then yeah, she's everywhere. And so she is so sweet and so amazing. She is kind of like the darling of Taylor Nation is how I think of her, because she's gotten so many notices and they just love her over there for good reason. And also, I actually kind of got my first semi notice through her. She does all of these cute fan projects. She's so positive and does all these really cute fan projects and lets people kind of join in, and it's really, really cute. It's such a fun community that she has, and so she'll do collages and videos and whatever, and I've been like in a video, I think, and then also a 1989 collage, which actually Taylor Nation liked that, which was great. I was actually in my podcast merch for that, which was very special. I was like, okay, Taylor Nation might have seen me in my podcast merch, like, what? That's crazy. They might know the podcast. I highly doubt they do, but you know, a girl can dream. And so anyway, Rachel's great. She's always baking really creative things for the, like, she loves to celebrate everything Taylor Swift. And most of that is through baking, which I love. She is a gluten-free girl like me, and I'm always getting such inspiration from all of her projects. And she's super quick with everything. She's like, literally like, Taylor announces something, boom, she's got like something baked that's like decorated like that. It's super impressive. She's very quick on her feet. So anyway, we are talking all about that. We're talking about like baking. We're talking about her Swiftie journey. We're talking about Tortured Poets Department and what she thinks it's going to sound like and all of that. And we did record this episode in February, it's February 17th. So we may be behind on variants and announcements and whatever, but super fun episode and I can't wait for you to hear it. So without further ado, let's get on to the interview with Rachel. Okay, everybody, we have Rachel on with us.
Hi.
Okay, Rachel, tell us about yourself. Like, what do you do? How old are you? Where do you live? And all of that.
All right. Well, I'm Rachel, aka Happiness for Swift or Happiness for TS. It just depends on which platform you're looking at. And I am 18. I live in the United States, Oklahoma. Goodness, not the most fun state to live in, but we'll go with it, right? Oh my goodness, I'm just excited to be here today. This is exciting.
I am so excited to have you on. It's just like, you're so positive. Anyway, we'll get into that. But first of all, tell me how you became a Swiftie. Like, when did you start listening to Taylor's music? And then kind of how did that transition into you being like full-blown like Swiftie fan account?
All right, so I'd like to think of myself as like Swiftie since birth type of thing. Like, I can vividly remember listening to Taylor's debut album, specifically Teardrops on My Guitar. That was my on repeat song since I was so little, and that love just continued to grow and grow and grow until about the 1989 era, where I was like, Okay, this is more than just like music at this point. This is my livelihood now. So about the rep era, I went and saw Taylor at the Eras Tour. We are bouncing around here. The rep tour, Kansas City. And after that show, my life changed and I was like, I need to make a fan account. See, I had always been like following Swifties or whatever on my personal account. And I was like, oh, this looks like a lot of fun. And then I was like, this is what I need to do. I need to do it myself. I just got to do it. And I did. I did. I made a fan account and it took me a long time to get to Happiness for Swift. I was always changing my fan account like every other week. And then finally, probably a year into it, it took me a good year to find Happiness for Swift is the username. This is what I'm going to go with.
That's amazing. No, I'm actually surprised. Like, I was looking back in your account doing like research slash stalking for this episode, and I was surprised that you it was only during rap era. Like, I think of you as like way back, like Red and Feet Now, like
Oh
all
my
of that, because I'm just like
goodness.
you. I feel like you've been around forever in like the Swiftie like universe.
I kind of feel like that too, but what I would do because I wasn't entirely sure how I wanted to run my fan account, I would do like themes. So I would go with like a theme, and then instead of like doing a theme divider or whatever to switch things up, I would just completely archive all my posts. I would just go into my rep era every week. So that would include like username change, theme change, everything changed. I seriously like I mean, I became a Swiftie, like a fan account in the rep era, so I guess I really wanted to embody the rep era entirely.
No, seriously. I mean, actually, I think that's a really good idea. Sometimes, like, I went through a podcast rebrand a couple, like, year-ish or two ago. I forget. And I was kind of like, should I archive these posts? But it kind of helped that I ended up, like, deleting Instagram for a while and then getting a new account. So it was kind of like a total change.
Oh,
But
yeah.
I think that's super smart. And it's also just kind of fun. So do you still have posts archived from, like, a long
Yes.
time ago?
Oh, yes.
That's so
Because
fun.
then once I finally found like, oh, wait, I could do theme dividers and keep my old posts or whatever, I used to do like edits. I used to do like photo edits. It took me like, I probably did photo edits for like a good couple of years before I got into like reels and stuff like that. But no, I think it was the Red Taylor's Version era. That's when I was like, okay, reels are fun. I'm gonna do reels now. So, yeah, it did. It took me a little while to get like my niche, you know, exactly what I wanted to do. But then once I found it, I was like, okay, we're good. We're good.
And your reels are so fun. Like, I especially remember the Midnight's ones of like the bingo ball, like roll ball stuff, and just how fun that was. So, like, how do you get ideas for your content? Are you ever kind of like stuck, or are you just kind of like, oh, it just keeps coming out and everything?
Oh yes. I mean, of course, like it helps when like especially right now we're in a whole new era, so there's so much content to look forward to. But like if we're in like a lull where we're in between eras or like just trends aren't really happening in general like across platforms or whatever, I'm like, "Well, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do now?" And I have these moments where I'm just like, I don't know if I'm going to find any good content. So I just either get inspired by like a song or whatever, and then I just roll with that. But yes, there are definitely times where I go, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing.
I know, like, I think the other day I posted my first reel in like a month or something just because I didn't like have any ideas. And it was also like a pre-recorded reel. I'm like, I really need to find, because I love doing reels. I think they're fun, especially if you like it's like a humor type of thing. But oh my gosh, I was like, I haven't had an idea and I've just had this chillin' for a while, and it ended up going with like an episode that it made sense to pair with. And so I was like, okay, like I'll just release this week, which worked out fine. But I was like, I need to think of a reel for like every episode. Like, I need to be. I see people so active on Instagram and stuff, like growing their platform. And I'm like, I need to do that, but I have no ideas.
Trust me, it is not as easy. I mean, I tried to make it look easy where I'm like, oh, please, I'm just always creating content, always coming up with stuff. It is not like that at all. I wish it was.
Oh my gosh. Well, you do a really good job of making it look easy, because I'm like, how do you have the energy to do all of this? And one of the things that I love about your content is like, you've been known for baking, and you bake like all of these projects. Like, oh my gosh, it's crazy. Cupcakes, cookies, like everything, and they're decorated. And when Taylor announced the Tortured Poets Department, you like literally 5 minutes later, you had cupcakes. And I was like, Tortured Poets Department? And I'm like, how did you do that?
Well, all of this started during the folklore era. I had never baked anything besides like maybe a box cake mix here or there. But the folklore era, it really inspired me. I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to start baking. Let me just see how this goes. I'm going to just bake one or two things just to celebrate the folklore era. And it was a very slow burning process. It took me a really long time to find good recipes that I liked. I mean, don't get me wrong. Sometimes, especially during the early parts, I would cheat and use a good old box cake mix, because sometimes it's all just for the aesthetic, you know, like I just want to make things look really good. So if push comes to shove, I will use a good old fashioned box cake mix. My goodness. But after like the second, I think I had done like two folklore baked goods before or whatever. And then I made these cupcakes to celebrate Taylor performing at the American Country Music Awards, I think. And I made Betty cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
Then I just casually posted them, and Miss Taylor Swift decided to like said tweet with my Betty cupcakes. That was pretty life-changing. I think that was the part where the momentum just started rolling. I was like, baking is my thing.
Yeah. No, I love it. And you're also gluten-free. Are you like full-time gluten-free?
Yes, I have celiac disease.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so, I don't have celiac, but I don't do well with gluten.
Mm-hmm.
And so anytime you are posting something and I'm like, wait, that looks really good, and I bet it's gluten-free, like, what do you do? You know, I'm always like in your comments being like, how did you do that?
It took me like, I had started baking or whatever, and it took like 3 years later for me to be finally diagnosed with celiac disease. And so that definitely changed all of my baking routines and my, my ingredients, my recipes, everything changed really quickly.
Oh yeah, I can relate. I'm like, okay, like how do I approach this? Like I'll be baking something, I'm like, I'm a good baker, but I don't know how to bake with this. You know, and I'll get like really frustrated. But there are a couple of recipes that I like go to, like one for one gluten-free flour, like love it so much.
Yes.
But no, I'm like always inspired seeing how prettier things are, and then also the fact that they're gluten-free. So I'm like, okay, this is right up my alley. And speaking of Taylor liking stuff, like I already recorded the intro for this, and I called you the darling of Taylor Nation, because I feel like they love you over there, like, so much. They are obsessed with you.
Oh my goodness.
Like, have you gotten, like, I don't even know what the question is, but I just need to acknowledge that they love you over there.
Okay, so this is actually quite the story going on here. So I had never been noticed by Taylor Nation before, ever. And in 2020, yes, I was going on a walk. I was going on a walk around my neighborhood, just minding my business. I came home to a notification on Instagram saying, Taylor Nation followed you. And I was like, no, that can't be. That has to be a different account. Like, it's totally fine. And then I clicked on it and I was like, wait, this is like the real Taylor Nation like account. They had never liked anything of mine. They had never like seen anything of mine. It was just one day, it was just everything changed. And I didn't have like my Twitter back then. I literally just had my Instagram and that was it. And they decided to follow me that random day. Oh my goodness. I couldn't believe it. I just came home to that notification and that's all I can say. That's exactly how I felt.
I mean, and since then, like, you have been so sweet and like including so many people in like your posts. You do collages, which, again, how do you have the energy? It comes together so quickly.
I try my best.
I mean, I'm like, dang, like 5 minutes later, there she is with like 40,000 people in like a same collage. And I feel like Taylor Nation is just looking out for like, okay, we have something coming up. Like, there's a new hashtag or whatever. We're waiting for Rachel to post a collage and we're going to like it.
Oh my goodness.
No, they're great. And they're just like, I mean, they're as obsessed with your content as I am. So,
Best team ever. I feel like we're besties. Like, honestly, every time I come on, like, I feel like I'm just interacting with one of my Swiftie friends. I'm like, "Hey, Taylor Nation, how are you today?"
And y'all are like so cute. Like y'all will go back and forth and I'm like, oh my gosh, like who else has this report? This is crazy.
I'm serious. That's why it feels like we're besties, because like I will post baking content or whatever, and they're like, "Oh, we already expected that from you. Oh, we already knew you would come through with the baking." I'm like, "How do you know this? How do you know this about me? That's crazy."
I know. I know. I mean, they pay attention. They really, really do.
They
But
do. They're a fantastic team. Fantastic team.
All right, so let's go into Torture Post Department. First of all, what was your reaction to, okay, so we all thought Reputation was gonna happen,
Oh, yeah.
and we're all watching like the Grammys. And then what was your reaction to my brand new album?
Oh, don't even start. I was clearly no one was expecting this, but I was so ready. I was like, "Okay, Rep TV, here we go." What do you mean, brand new album? What do you mean? And then she announced the Tortured Poets Department. Okay, back to the baking thing. I had a whole entire Reputation TV cake in the kitchen, ready to go. Okay. I'm serious. And when she was like, the Tortured Poets Department, I was like, oh my God, whip up the frosting, whip up the frosting. Yes, I had a moment to like, oh, this is so exciting, brand new album. But all that was going through my head was like, I need to go make frosting now. I have to fix this now. I was so ready.
That's hilarious. Literally, my favorite part about it is everyone's in their rep merch and they're all excited and like it's just not it.
Not even like a second later, everything changed. I mean, of course, with Taylor, expect the unexpected. But this time, I was for sure we were right. There are very few times in this fandom where I'm like, okay, we're right because we clown all the time. Come on now. And my goodness, she totally just did a 360 on us. I was like, oh my goodness. And it's such a great album title, The
Oh
Tortured
my
Poets
gosh.
Department.
I feel like it's going to be a combination of Midnight's Red and Folklore. Like the
Please.
lyricism and the sadness.
I'm so excited.
Like I kind of want it to be a Midnight's Part 2 because like I love the Midnight's era. It's the first era where I've seen Taylor live. I love the
Yeah.
songwriting and just the vibe of it, but I mean, I don't really know what to expect. I'm very, very excited about it, but I'm not quite sure what to
Yeah,
expect, and
there's
that's
the
crazy.
titles are really long. Some of them are like, I mean, they're some of them are really long, but they're all really good.
I know. I'm so excited.
All of them, I'm serious. Just running through the track list, I was like, oh my, okay, this is already my favorite album. Easy, done.
I know, and the aesthetic of it, like the black and white-ish kind of sepia tone. I don't even know what filter
So
that is,
cool.
but love it. It feels kind of like an old-fashioned like piece of paper where she would write, like especially
Yes.
like from the desk of Taylor Swift. It sounds very old-fashioned and
Oh
mysterious.
my God.
It's so up my alley, like it's crazy.
And of course, like, I mean, Folklore, Evermore, Midnights, those are such like Taylor Swift coded album titles. But I feel like the Tortured Poets Department is the coded Taylor Swift coded album, you know? It's, oh my God.
Yes, yeah. And I'm calling this project the Tortured Poets Department Files because it kind
Yes.
of, I think it's in line with the brand of like what the album is, but I don't really know. I'm excited and I
Yeah.
hope it works.
It's really, I mean, seeing that she's
Oh my
doing like, I wonder
gosh.
how many files there's going to be, because now we have the manuscript and the bolter. So I don't know what to expect from her. I
I
thought we
know.
were just getting like the manuscript, and then she's like, nope, turn around. We're doing the bolter too.
Okay, let's talk about that because I mean, that happened right during a show, and then she played You're Losing Me, and I kind of woke up. I was like, what happened?
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I get up in the morning when it comes to like these shows or whatever to film Surprise Song O'Clock with me. And so I'm just ready for like the songs or whatever, and I get my little bingo balls going or whatever and ready to go. And then all of a sudden it's Taylor Swift is going live. What do you mean Taylor Swift is going live? So that was definitely a big surprise. My goodness. I feel like this entire era is just like bam, in your face, ready.
And it's like, okay, you're not ready for it, but I am. am, so we're going to continue on doing what I'm doing and Taylor Swift herself going live. Like, what are the implications of that? That is wild.
Oh my goodness. I mean, you know, whenever Taylor Nation goes live, you're like, oh my God, here we go. Here we go. We're not ready for it. But when Taylor mm-hmm. Swift goes live, you got to be extraordinarily scared. There's no other option.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's like something's happening. Yeah. Like, I don't even know. But oh my gosh, this track list. So my brother loves Post Malone. And when I saw that the first track featured Post Malone on it, I was like, okay, Joyous, like, look, I'm excited. Like, Fortnite, like, what is that supposed to sound like? I cannot wait. And then it's a song, like, Tortured Poets Department mm-hmm. is the album, but it's also a song, it's a title track. Like, we have a title track. And could you imagine being in your car listening to the Tortured Poets Department, like, the song?
Oh my God. Every time I think about it, like, I'm picturing the track list right now.
I am so excited.
And oh my goodness, there are so many songs that I'm like genuinely excited for. There's not one song where I'm like, maybe it's not going to be my favorite. I'm serious. I think that all of these songs are going to be my favorite. 100%.
Yeah. So do you have one specifically that you're claiming?
Okay. I think I'm really looking forward to like Clara Bow and LOML. So maybe it's Love of My Life, but mm-hmm. some people are like speculating maybe it's not.
Yeah.
So I think those two are going to be my favorites, but seriously, all of them. Oh my goodness. This woman.
I know. What? I know. I'm excited for, I mean, all of them, but I'm excited for Down Bad.
Yes.
Who's Afraid of Little Old Me? I'm very excited about that one. I do not know what that's like, but I am so excited about it. And then also, I Can Do It with a Broken Heart.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's track 13. Also, So Long London, like all of them, but those three specifically.
Yeah.
Very interested in The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived. What's that supposed to mean?
I know. Oh, my goodness. See, the way that it's seriously like, we are so excited for this album and we haven't even heard it yet. We don't know what the lyrics are. We don't know what it sounds like. And we're already just like, favorite album, done, easy.
I know. And I have never done a podcast project in advance of a brand new album. Mm-hmm. I've only ever done like re-records and all of that, which are super fun.
Oh, yeah.
But like for this, I was debating about even doing...
We have no idea what to expect.
I know. And I'm kind of like, okay, so what questions do I ask? Like, how are you feeling about the album? But like, we don't really know what the album's going to sound like. So we just get to kind of geek out and talk about it just without listening.
And seeing like people point out the parallels between like the Lover era and this era. Yes. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
My goodness.
And there's a whole series of photos. It's kind of like the reverse of Midnights. Like it'll be Midnights and then it'll be like that photo, but kind of like in reverse, which is super cool and fun.
And you know that Taylor, none of it is accidental with this woman.
No.
She plans everything out. So everything is going to make perfect sense.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. Have you heard the theory on Twitter? Which you probably have, but of the album variants, that people think there are going to be five and it's going to get darker as it goes along.
I did see that.
And it's like the five stages of grief.
That is insane. I mean, I guess we're going to get confirmation. Like right now, so far, we do have like it getting progressively darker.
Yeah.
But I think that the next one is going to be definitely like the confirmation as to whether or not that's what she was going for.
Mm-hmm.
If she is going for that, which I wouldn't be surprised.
No.
I wouldn't be surprised because of course.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. No.
Genius.
And
genius.
The fact that she said that this album, even more than any other album, has been like the songwriting has been a lifeline for her. And she felt like she needed to write this album. Is just...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, okay, so Speak Now is my favorite album, and then Midnights is second, and I'm kind of like, can this album be third? Like, I don't see that anything could replace Speak Now with the nostalgia that I have with it, but I'm kind of like, if it's a Midnights Part 2, like, those could very well tie for, like, second place.
It's gonna definitely be one of those contenders for people, I'm pretty sure. Like, I am 100% Midnights Folklore enthusiast. Those two albums are chef's kiss. Fantastic. And I'm already like, okay, maybe this might be my favorite album. I haven't even heard it yet. And I'm already considering like where it's going to be. That is, mm-hmm. oh my goodness. I'm so excited for this album. So excited. And it's like,
I know, me
it's
too.
not even that far away at this point. It's February. I mean, April is just right around the corner.
I know, it's crazy. And then something kind of about Taylor's site, like her merch is down. Like right now, there's really nothing besides Tortured Poets Department.
Just, yeah.
So I have a theory that I kind of just made up. I'm thinking, okay, like what if she takes all her merch down, and she's adding Tortured Poets to all of the Eras
Stop.
tour merch, and like the Eras sweatshirts and everything, like when
That
she's
would be
putting it
really
in.
cool because I've seen a lot of people say, like, is she going to add it to the Eras Tour set list? Is she not? Because, I mean, at 3.5 hours, I don't even know how she does it every night. I don't know what it would be like if she added another set list. Would she take away songs or would she just add the other set? I mean, it's all up in.
So what I'm wondering is, does she have a break in her tour schedule where she could presumably add Tortured Poets? Like I don't really know her tour schedule because in my mind she's kind of like everywhere all at once and all of that. But if she had a long break, if it was like how it was with the US leg and then Tokyo, I think.
I think her next break isn't her last show in like towards the end of March. And I think it kicks back off in May for France. But I'm pretty sure her last show is in March. So it's only like a month-ish. But I don't know. She's capable of doing a whole heck of a lot in a month. So
If she had that kind of a break again, I could see her adding it in.
100% change everything up.
And then that's after the release date of Tortured Poets Department. So
I know.
I'm really so interested because I'm like, okay, it's the Eras Tour, but like we're in a brand new era.
See, okay, really quick, because I have this in this room right now. I have to show it to you. So I am going to the Eras Tour in Toronto later this year. I'm very excited. So I made this boot, and I haven't shown anyone this boot because it's like my little secret project. But it has all of the eras
Oh
on
my
it.
gosh. Oh my gosh.
And I know it's very sparkly. And I kind of already like filled it in entirely. And I was, ever since I made this boot, I have been silently praying that there wouldn't be an extra album color to add to this boot. But I think it kind of fits with the folklore though. So I think it can go with the
It
folklore.
can, yeah. And I've heard people talking about like, how do we do our fingernails? There's only 10 fingers and now there's 11 albums. People are saying, just do a French tip on all of them. Do the colors and just do a white tip. And I'm like, wait, that's genius.
That's genius.
I'm like, that's
That's genius.
perfect.
Oh my goodness, I didn't think about that because I have seen people say that. Like, what are we gonna do? My goodness. See, so that is definitely something that has been on my mind. I'm like, I just made this boot. I just made this boot. And now we have a whole different era. So what am I going to do now?
I don't know. No, but
know.
it's so exciting and I can't wait to see any sort of like, I mean, I haven't even started thinking about music videos or anything like that.
I haven't either. I just realized that too.
But I'm excited about like what other photos we're gonna get to see and like how that might translate into people like at the Eras Tour dressing up in costume and kind of
Oh my
just being
goodness.
able to see like all of that. Like I remember when I went to see that, like I'd seen like videos and all that, but when I went to the Eras Tour, I went in April last year, in Atlanta, and I remember just having an obsession that I was like totally didn't expect with the midnight sparkly dress that she wears.
Yes.
Like that has been in my mind ever since. Like I obsessed over it for like months. I feel like last November, which is like so many months out from April, I like just bought kind of like a dupe from Amazon. I haven't worn it yet, but I remember that just being like an obsession. So I'm like, well, if she has a Tortured Poets Department era, like what's she gonna
Oh,
wear
yeah.
and what's that gonna sound like? I don't know.
I know. Seriously, she is capable of anything and everything. It's,
Yeah.
you don't know what to expect.
Another theory that I've got, or that I've heard is that, okay, like the whole Lover House, you know, that was all her eras. Midnights marks the end of that, and we're on to something
Yes.
else. Like, we're
There's
totally
okay.
on.
There's no more rooms in the lover
Could be
house.
like the roof, but like, no.
The house is full, even the outside, because everyone was like, "Well, the Midnight's era is like the
Sky,
outside part of
yeah.
it." With this, yes. So that there's nothing else. There's nothing else. There's no more room in the house.
Yeah, some people are like,
So,
maybe that's the eras, and this is just something
yeah.
so different. So she might not totally not change tour at all or
Oh
anything.
yeah.
So I'm like, she could do anything and it would make sense. Like, she's got it in a place where anything would really make sense. There's nothing that I can think of that would be like completely out of left field. Like,
Oh,
this doesn't
100%.
work. Because that's not Taylor Swift.
No.
So.
She could add it, she could not add it. Either way, I mean, it'll still be included, like with surprise songs and stuff like that. So regardless, the Tortured Poets Department is still gonna make an appearance somewhere.
Yes. Yeah.
100%.
No, I'm very excited. Do you have any baking projects planned for release night or anything?
Okay, normally my creativity for baking projects starts flowing pretty much the week of. Or like the week before. See, especially because right now we still don't entirely have an idea of what the era is going to be about. Like I have kind of an idea of what I might do, but it's always like it comes down to a couple of things. So I always start with what am I going to make? Cupcakes, cake, that's normally where I go for the release days. And then frosting, what color frosting am I going to do? And then sprinkles. It's a very orderly structure that I have going on.
It always turns out super, super great. Something that I've been kind of obsessed with, not recently, maybe in the past year, of like baking or making drinks or whatever, is the edible glitter. I love putting it
Yes.
on everything. Like, if you put it in a drink, like, I love to do like vodka lemonades or like just lavender lemonades. I have,
Makes that perfect swirl.
I make like
So
a,
cool.
like the, what is it? The lavender syrup that I use. Sometimes I just do like normal lemonade.
Yeah.
And so, but I'll put the lavender syrup in it and then I'll put like glitter in it. And it's
Stop.
so
That must look
pretty.
so
It's
cool.
so pretty. So I think what I'm gonna do, which I don't know, fluid, who knows, is I might try and make chai cookies, but like, make vanilla cupcakes, but add the chai in there, and then make
Ooh.
buttercream, and then do like,
With the glitter,
yeah, and then do the glitter
yes.
on it. So,
That would be really
because
cool.
I'm trying to think,
Oh, yeah.
like, the aesthetic of this is like kind of like beigey, black and white-ish, like not like, at least not so
Oh,
far,
yeah.
not a lot of color. Something like that could be something good. I don't know. I have been thinking about it. I love planning release nights because every release night I record a podcast episode while I'm listening. I'll listen to a song, stop the record, record my thoughts on that song, listen
Oh,
to another
that's
song. So
perfect.
that's going to release at the
Yeah.
very end of this project. So I'm like, okay, I always like to have like a fun drink and then fun, like something to eat. And then this is actually so funny. So the space I'm sitting in now is like this little like area in my house that my siblings actually made my like podcast recording studio type thing.
That's
We're working on like
perfect.
soundproofing it and all that, but this would be the first time because like anytime they're up or it's late or whatever, I will go to my car to record the re-record or the album release
Yeah.
episodes. And so this time it will be the first time that I'm not recording in my car. So
That is so
I'm so
exciting.
excited about it. So yeah, I've been thinking about release night, but like very, very fluid and just kind of like here or there. But I'm excited about it.
And you can 100% like, I mean, you have a whole blank wall behind you. You could decorate it
Yep.
however you like. That is so
I'm
exciting.
very excited about it. I'm like, there's only so much because my car is tiny. It's a little Fiat. And so I'm
Yeah.
like, it's cute, but it's like, there's not much I can do. Plus, if I have to get to work the next day, it's like, I don't want to like have a bunch of stuff in it.
Yeah, it's your workspace and your driving space, so you got a lot going on.
Yep. Yeah. So anyway, I'm very excited about it. I just cannot wait for this album. It's gonna be so exciting.
I know.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so first of all, we have a rapid fire and it does not go
Okay.
rapidly. I've done it with like my other projects and it's not rapid, so that's totally fine. But before that, where can people find you online?
Okay, so Instagram and TikTok and Pinterest are Happiness for Swift. And then my Twitter is Happiness for TS just because Twitter has like the limit on characters. So I went, how do I shorten this to make it still happiness for Taylor, you know?
Yeah, cool. Sounds great. And everybody go follow her because she's so positive. She's just so fun and exciting. And I like her content. Yes. Okay, rapid fire. We have five questions. So first question, chai cookies or pumpkin chocolate chip cookies?
Okay, Oh, goodness. Chai cookies.
Yeah.
I have to go with it because it's a holiday staple for me. 100% every Christmas. And don't get me wrong, I'll probably make them in like summer too. It's an all year round type of thing, but definitely like around the holidays, I am a chai cookie girl.
Oh yeah. I love making them like in the fall to Christmas. And then whenever it's like release nights, I'm like, who cares? Like, I'm making them.
They're so good.
They're really good. Like,
and I mean, learning how to make them gluten-free, I have to say they're just as good as like the regular. I can compare because I've tried both. And I have to say, I like the gluten-free version too.
I know. It's the worst thing when you like have a staple and try making gluten-free and it's like not the same.
Oh. But thank goodness one-to-one flour is always there for us.
Yes.
Always there.
Yes. All right. Next question. I'm sorry to do this to you. Folklore Midnights.
Oh, goodness. Not the existential crisis. Oh, my goodness. I am going to have to go with... Oh, no. Midnight.
Okay.
I'm going to have to... Okay, I think I'm going to go with Midnights because I loved the era, the aesthetic, but I also love the era and the aesthetic and the songs of Folklore, too. But I think... I just felt really close to Taylor in that era, especially, I don't know. Oh my goodness, that is so difficult. It's like asking me to choose between like children or something. I love them both. They're both my children.
You can claim both. I'll let you have that one.
Oh yes. Of course I will claim both. But if I had to choose one, I think I would go with Midnights.
Yeah.
Because my favorite song of all time is Lavender Haze.
Oh.
So I think it just... It is such a good song.
It so is.
I think I love it so much because it's completely different from anything that she's ever done before. But it is so, like, just catchy and perfect. Oh, my goodness. I love that song.
As an album opener, too, like, that beat, I was like, what are we listening to? I loved
it. Fantastic.
It was...
Oh, yes.
It was so good. And you never feel sad singing that song. You never, like...
No.
It never gets old.
No, I could listen to it on loop for the rest of my life and still be just as happy as I was listening to it for the first time.
That's awesome. Okay, next question. Favorite era on the Eras Tour?
Oh my goodness. This one? Okay, this one, I honestly think it's going to be Folklore. I love the Folklore dresses. Those are like absolutely beautiful. And the fact that she brought the entire Folklore cabin to life, I thought that was the coolest thing.
Mm-hmm.
100%. And even from like the nosebleeds, how you can see the stage, and especially during August where it's like that multicolor swirl type of thing, that is beautiful. I think aesthetic wise, song choice wise, everything about it is just perfect.
And it was a decent length. Like, I'm a Speak Now person. So I'm like, I mean, Enchanted, love the song, love that she's in like a full on ball gown. But it's short. Folklore, she like hits so many songs.
Oh yeah.
I love
100%. And songs that I wasn't expecting, especially like My Tears Ricochet. I thought she was gonna go with like the classics. I thought she was gonna Cardigan, August, Betty, and that was pretty much it. And then she was like, you know what? Let me just add a little bit of Illicit Affairs in there. Let me just add a little bit of My Tears Ricochet in there. I was like, oh my goodness. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, it was great.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so next question. Favorite Taylor Swift Time cover?
Ooh. Okay, her most recent ones are really, really good.
Mm.
I love the aesthetics of them, and I mean, I got all three covers. Even though it was the same magazine, I was like, okay, let me collect this one. They were all so pretty.
So out of that one, out of the three, which one?
Oh, the Benji one.
Yes.
The Benji one. That one is too funny. And I wonder how, like, it went,
mm-hmm.
like, filming that. Because I know for the Me music video, whenever she had Meredith and Libby on the couch, that must have been so difficult to keep them there just even for that little tiny frame that they were in the music video for. So I wonder how it was with Benjamin on her shoulders.
Yeah. And we didn't even talk about this, but do you think that those time covers, because they were kind of moody, dark, whatever, are like indicative of the torture poets department?
100%.
And
100%.
it makes me happy because she is wearing some sparkle in those photos.
Oh yeah. I totally think, like, even though right now we're kind of getting like this black and white like detective vibe, I think there's going to be definitely like little pops of color here and there that she just surprises us with. It's, oh my
I am
goodness.
so hoping, like with Midnights, we're all like, oh, it's so dark, so moody, whatever. I want, and kind of same with Post Department, but I am hoping that there's going to be a Bejeweled moment in the Torture Poets
Oh, yeah.
Department because I loved Bejeweled. I love that
Yes.
song, especially amidst like all of the songs of Midnights. So I don't know. In my mind, this is a Midnights part two, maybe just like a different.
That music video was
Oh my gosh, it
fantastic.
was so good. All right.
Time Sisters, Bejeweled.
Loved
Perfect.
it. And I love the Speak Now references to Bejeweled
Yes.
because favorite era. And then also one of my favorite
Perfect.
songs. I'm like, this, like,
It all just came
she and I
together.
think the same it for this song. Like, we're the same type of person in this world.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Last question. Gonna be hard. Favorite track five?
Oh, the Archer.
The Archer. I love The Archer.
See, I could have told you that one. I love all of Taylor's track fives, and it's between like the Archer and Delicate. But whenever Taylor released the Archer, I was like, this is favorite song of all time. Before Lavender Haze dethroned the Archer for the top spot, but the Archer for the longest time was top track ever.
That is such a good song, and I feel like it's so underrated. I remember when I heard it, I was like, this is great. Like this song.
Oh yeah.
And I feel like people don't pay it enough attention. I love that she's singing on tour.
I know that was probably like one of the songs that I was least expecting
Me
to
too.
appear on the tour, because I mean, the Archer is like a little bit of a slower song, and it's definitely a more sad song. And so it's like, I mean, if when you compete with the Lover era and you got like Cruel Summer, The Man, where it's like upbeat and fun, I was like, I don't know if she's gonna do the Archer, and she did. Thank you, Taylor. Thank you, Taylor.
I know. I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
Oh yeah.
Okay, that was the end of Rapid Fire, and that's the end of the interview. So thank you so much for coming on. This is so great.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited for this album, for this era. Everything about this is the Torture Post Department. It's gonna be a good one. It's gonna be a good one.
It is. I'm so excited about it.
I want to say thank you to the fans. By telling you a secret that I've been keeping from you for the last 2 years. Which is that my brand new album. Department.